Right now, it is time to bring in Jim Lynch. It's time for Cover Your Assets. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, brings lots of different years of experience to those topics and more. And he joins us on a Tuesday morning here on Robinhood Radio. Good morning, Jim. Are you there, Jim?
Marshall?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Connection's not quite as good as it normally is.
Maybe
it's my ear isn't as good as it is, as it was.
I think it's a combination of all those things.
Well, good morning, everybody. Wonderful, balmy day here, at least in the city. It'll be hitting you later in the 50s. Well, wonderful, wonderful beginning for Joseph Biden. Man said, okay, my first move is going to be a dramatic approach to solving the pandemic. And he has been doing that on the scientific medical front. And now he's had some legislation passed, which is extremely significant historically in terms of its size and purpose, but more importantly, significant to all Americans. And it's wonderful for all of us that our new president has succeeded in bringing us something that we've all been waiting for. Not necessarily an elixir overnight, but of solving the pandemic, but a real determination and a plan. And he's furnished that. And I think that you all feel very, very good about it.
You know, what's so great about what you're saying and what's so correct about what you're saying is he's put together a team to deal with the pandemic. And, of course, he oversees it. But he oversees it from behind the scenes. He lets the experts be the one that show up at the press briefings, that show up at the conferences, give the information. He lets the CDC and all the different other organizations issue exactly what they want to issue. That's the thing that is so encouraging about this. And the other thing is that with that team and with the different organization that he has in place, new vaccines have been added. But if you look at the pace of vaccinations from after election to the day he took office, and then from the day he took office to now, you'll see how significant having that separate team and that those team of experts handle this and set up things is working far better. So, I think really one of the main things is he's letting the people that know about it handle it, Jim.
Quite certainly, this is why he was such a good choice. At this moment in time, certainly of the American people, but for the need that we still have in this country of leadership, and when you're running anything of any size, and you have lots of people around you who are doing certain tasks to eventually achieve a common goal. You need someone who has two things. One, the ability to recognize that he or she needs help. And in Biden's case, he knew all the players, and to select them out and to meld them, and then to let them go and do what they've been charged to do, whatever that might be within the framework of dealing with this pandemic. It's quite interesting. He's made so many little speeches as he's gone along here for the last 45 days or so. And he's able to do that because he's got people working continually on the project or projects. And so he can spare the 15 to 20 minutes because it's kind of like he can brief himself on what's going on, and in the process do some managing. It's really an incredible happening here before our eyes, which hopefully he'll continue to be very successful, because this first 100 days is going to be very dramatic when someone writes the book and gets to the inner workings of one human being saying, here's my goal, and I'm willing to get great people to do it and willing to work with them and cooperate with them, because I've got 335 million people who I have been charged with. I have been charged with to guide and help and move forward and in prosperity and in good health. It's an incredible model. And, you know, you hesitate to really get overboard on any one thing. But, man, this is really it. The guy says, I'm going to do something. Here's the goal. Here's what we're going to do. And he goes and does it.
Well,
and he does it right before your very eyes. A lot of ballyhoo and yelling and screaming. So,
well, that's the whole thing.
America, be thankful.
Well, it's the whole thing. You know, like right now, there's a difference of opinion with members of the CDC and some of the other health agencies about the new travel advisory and the new how CDC met, where people who have been vaccinated can sit and be together. Instead of him getting involved in it, he's letting these divisions of government explain it themselves and show that there might be a slight difference of opinion here and there, but the president is staying out of it. He is letting the experts talk out the problems that they might see ahead, and I think that is reassuring to the American people. You know, the most important thing at this time isn't whether or not you agree with Joe Biden's political views. It's the way the presidency is letting the rest of the government take charge of the things that they should have charge without interference or blindsiding from the President of the United States. That's the thing I think that makes it so interesting. I mean, there's other things on the horizon that Joe Biden has to face that don't involve the United States. It involves, of course, the genocide that is happening in that to Muslims in China. I mean, there's the international economy, there's the international trade deals, there's Iran. I mean, there's a lot of other things that he's involved in, and like I said, you know that he's involved in them, but he's not out front talking about them on a personal basis, and he's not tweeting about them. He is letting government operate, and that's whether it's the Republicans, the Democrats, the Congress, the House. Once again, the Supreme Court has made a couple of the decisions. He hasn't come out and commented on that. It's a whole different way, and I think it puts the nation a little at ease, not as much friction. You know, people can still disagree with him that like Donald Trump, but there's just not that pressure of someone just trying to bully people around.
The key to what you just said, in my opinion, is when you're building a building or rehabbing or restructuring a building, you start with item one, cure what is the problem and make the foundation stronger. That's what he's been doing here in terms of getting us healthier and setting the stage for a much better economy. Those things are key to the other things you've mentioned in terms of dealing internationally, be it with allies or with folks who are competitors. If you're strong internally, when you go outside to deal, you are much more effective and will probably create greater positive results for our country. The thing is, as he's doing what he's doing, and he'll do more and he'll do better, I would hope more and more Americans really get into the reality that as wonderful as we are as a country, and we are, that we are only part of a world that 20, 50 years, whatever, has grown so significantly in numbers, in education, in technology, and in being competitive with us. But competitive is not negative. Competitive is positive. Because when people are doing positive things, it has a way of, like waves, first ripples and then, ripples and then waves of things good happening. Because when somebody great does a great technology and it's exported to us, we in turn turn it around to our own well-being and that of others who we are working with or dealing with in the world. So we're back on the positive roll, as I see it, and it's so important to the a couple of real big things: world peace and world health. Because if we don't have peace, all of the gadgets we have really don't matter. So it's really a very great beginning.
You know, when you talk, this is a little side story. But it's nice when the news that comes out of the White House, the major thing is that the two German shepherds have to go back to Delaware because one of them is the younger the younger one is a little aggressive. I mean, it's nice when news like that comes out of the White House and it doesn't involve anything else.
I totally agree. No. I totally agree. There's nothing like a little glimpse of humanity among the folks that are leading you. that was something, and it was handled, has been handled very deftly. I mean, these things have happened, not to all of us, but they happen with pets. They happen with a lot of different normal daily living, and but you know, those two people in the White House, Mr. Joseph Biden and Madam Jill Biden, they're really quite a couple. They're a pretty down-home group, very smart, and they're very endearing in their own way. Not showy, and what I love. Several scenes where they've been walking on the White House lawn, like, hey, we're on a lawn. It's no big deal, and we're enjoying this little respite of 10 minutes from our busy schedule. I just hope we're all appreciating this and getting reassured that we're on our way back. And in the process, I would hope those Americans who are, going down a trail that they think is the only trail and becoming controversial and difficult, they would begin to slip back to taking care of themselves and just enjoying the ride, because that's the whole game here, to enjoy the ride. And you're in a great country to do it. I have to quickly say something I wanted to say on several shows. Folks, education, your school boards, your state boards, you've got to pay attention. You got to start figuring out what these curriculums are teaching the young.
Jim, you still there?
That told us the history of our country, what's included, what we've come through, where we're currently and where we're going. But the accent on a togetherness of purpose as human beings, not as political viewpoints, but as a country, we've got to get back to that. And I think the only way we're going to get back to it decisively is going and looking at the way we are educating our students. We seem to have a great propensity to teach them how to take tests and go to the better high schools and the better colleges. That's really not the point. The point is helping them become individuals, solid individuals, productive individuals, firstly for themselves and their family and so forth. And those old courses, civics, even health used to be, I don't recall it actually in any of my schools, but I mean, we put an emphasis on ourselves as human beings, not on ciphers and keyboards and so forth. So just a shout out for a better education.
You know, we've got only about 5 minutes. I want to talk more about this next week when we have time. But, you know, with all this talk nowadays of people against wiping away some of the egregious debt that Americans have, whether it's their college loans, whether it's whatever it is, I want to remind people, and you might remember this, Jim, back in 1969, a guy by the name of Richard Nixon was president, and he was very close to enacting an unconditional income for all families. It would have guaranteed a family of four back then $1,600 a year. Now, if you would bring that forward to 2021, that would guarantee a family of four close to $15,000 a year. Eventually, it didn't happen. They did a trial run with it, with almost 10,000 Americans in several states, and they wanted to see how it would affect them, and whether if they received that guarantee income, would they work less? Would it be too expensive? And would it be politically unfeasible? And the answers to those questions were: one, no, people did not work less; two, no, it was not too expensive. The thing that shot it down in the end, at the very, very end, was it was politically unfeasible. I bring that up, Jim, and we'll talk about this more next week because we'll have more time, is that people nowadays are so hell-bent on numbers that they don't realize that when you do something like that, when you empower somebody like that, they put money back into the economy. So, like, if you absolve the debt for people of who deserve that, who don't have the money to pay the egregious percentages on their loans to college, that money will then go back into the economy. Same thing for people that have egregious debts with credit card companies that are just running up the bills, and all these other slimy second mortgage and third mortgage companies. That money would be better spent going back into the economy. And people can look this up. This is an actual thing. Do you remember when this almost happened back in 1969?
Somewhat.
You know, I just think it's one of those things that we start talking about the budget and how we're so you know, it's too much money that they're saying to put this stimulus package out there. Well, if you don't put the stimulus package out there, you're going to lose more money in the economy than it's going to cost you to try to reverse the effects of what's going on from the pandemic in the economy. And it's all...
You're 1,000% correct.
It's all politics.
I was vague in my response because so much has happened. You know, so many different things since Nixon. But you're getting to my theme, which I'll make in part of my contribution next time, and that is doing something like that makes us a country, makes us a better country. We have people of all stripes living here, education-wise and so forth. We want them all to be productive. And if we can take X amount to get them more productive as human beings, they will contribute to our health, to our well-being, and yes, very definitely, they will put money back in, pay taxes, and help, as the long term goes on, help with the expense of that original contribution by the government to their citizens. It's called seeding, S-E-E-D-I-N-G. When you seed to individuals, it only comes back. They're not taking the money and putting it in a shoe. They're taking the money to make their lives better. And when people's lives are better, everybody around them, to a varies and sundry degree, their lives are better. And so I'm delighted that you brought this topic up, because it fits well with bringing us back together as a country. Socialism, somehow some politicians have made it a nasty word. I've seen so many comments on Facebook defining socialism. If you look at socialism, my God in heaven, it's for the individual citizen of this country to help them to keep healthy and productive and add to the benefit of our great society. Anyhow, look forward to that, as I do pitches and catches, whenever that is.
That's right. Hey, I watched the Yankees and the Phillies play the other day, and it was a great to see baseball be played.
Amen.
All right. Amen. All right, Jim, we'll speak to you next week.
Good to talk to you, Marshall, and everybody. Be well. Stay safe. God bless. Bye-bye.
Take care. Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets this morning here on Robinhood Radio. And we remind you, my opinions and Jim's opinions are on. They don't represent the people that volunteer here, that work here, that are associated, that underwrite here, that support us, or people at the Bargain Barn or at CATV 6 or 252. There are individual opinions. All right? All right. And you can find the show on the web at robinhoodradio.com. Click on Demand. Click on Cover Your Assets with Jim Lynch.